Hey, Fantasy Football Factory listeners, you can find every episode of Fantasy Football Factory on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever. You can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
Welcome on into Dear Mr. Fantasy, week 13. Mincy, the fantasy regular season is over for most people next week.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, it's like such a cliche because I end up saying this six times a football season, but you know, you just wait all year on football, and I know you do too. You're a football guy, and you just blink, and here we are. 2 weeks left of the fantasy regular season. Playoffs coming up. I went to the SEC Championship in Atlanta yesterday. The college football regular season conference championship games are now over. Flew by, fun as always, but you know what? It's time to get to the nitty-gritty in fantasy, and I know you are too, man. I mean, we're fighting for playoff bursts. Let's get it right today.
Yep. Before we get into that, the show is brought to you.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Into it today. You were just at the SEC Championship. How was your experience down there? I saw you blazing a 40 with the signature and minty pants falling down at the end. You grabbed them. How was your experience down there?
Man, it was a lot of fun. I used to work for ESPN Baton Rouge, and I actually went because my old boss called me and hooked me up with – I stayed at the SEC Hotel at the Hyatt and got free tickets. First one I've ever been to, Georgia kicked the crap out of LSU. Wasn't really that good of a game, but was a fun experience. Got to hang out with like Kevin Falk, Aaron Murray, and Josh Booty, and a bunch of SEC legends. I felt like the king of the South again being down there. I mean, it was out of control everywhere I went. So overall, great experience. We'd definitely do it again, and glad I went. You know, and I didn't really think. I'm not surprised Georgia blew them out either. I mean, LSU was kind of walking wounded in that game. They made a couple key mistakes early, but great. Great time down in Atlanta, and you know, got definitely pretty exhausted right now because I had a 6 a.m. flight back and I had a crazy weekend. But, you know, of course, the show always goes on. Happy to be here and, you know, get us ready with some winners for Sunday. Yes. And do you have any props you like today? I know you got the Big Brain Parlay up.
Big Brain Parlay is up. I also put out a Revenge TD Parlay. Those like super long shot parlays are fun. I'll go over that one first. The odds were crazy on it. So there are a lot of guys playing their former teams today.
Okay.
Including Deshaun Watson, who I did not put in here. But the Revenge TD Parlay, which I took it last night at like plus 6,500. It was plus 9,500 this morning. AJ Brown going against the Titans. DJ Chark going against the Jaguars, where he spent his whole career before this. Jeff Wilson going against the Niners. And then Tyler Conklin going against the Vikings. Those four guys was at about plus 9,500. A fun little revenge game TD parlay.
I am going to 90. You say 95-1?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. I'm going to have to take
that. I mean, obviously a long shot, but the Big Brain Parlay, which is my favorite parlay every week. Four-legger, a couple things tease and low. So we got Broncos-Ravens under 50.5 points, which I feel like is a pretty safe bet. Justin Fields over half a passing touchdown, AJ Brown to score a touchdown against his old team, and then TJ Hockenson over 4.5 catches. On the surface, he's playing the Jets, which is a good defense, but they actually give up the fifth most catches to tight ends, and TJ Hockenson has had at least 5 catches in every single game with the Vikings. So that's a play I like. That was a +506. I put that out yesterday. That's one I like a lot.
Awesome. Awesome. I kind of went through the games and had a couple I liked. I can't believe people are betting the over in Broncos Ravens. It went from like 38 to 40. How much money do you have to say, hey, that's the game I want to bet the over on?
It might be, let's pull up the who's in, who's out.
Yeah,
I think Jerry Jeudy was going to try and play. He was a game time decision. So maybe it has something to do with that.
Oh, okay. But anyway, I didn't have a Browns Texans. I didn't have a thought. I like the under 40 and Broncos Ravens, man. I can't believe I'm saying it, but I sort of like the Bears +4.5. Fields is going, I'm looking at over 45 there. I think Jacksonville, Detroit for fantasy value is going to be sneaky. I think that one could get wild, over under 51. I like Minnesota a little bit against the Jets. I'm not buying the Mike White thing like everybody else. I like Atlanta as a 1-point home dog. So those are kind of some of the early ones. I like the Niners late by 4.5 at home over Miami. Miami's really do a bad game. And I think Kyle Shanahan's going to know a lot about Mike McDaniel's offense. And I kind of saying it, I think the Bengals might get it done here again today. +2.5 at home, coming off a couple big wins. Ja'Marr Chase back, rematch, AFC Championship rematch. So those are kind of some of the games I was looking at.
Yeah. Shefty just tweeted out the active inactive list a minute ago. So active, we got Jamison Williams, who is going to make his first appearance of the season after that torn ACL in the national championship game. Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton both active. So that's likely the reason for the line movement. Zay Jones active for Jacksonville. Antonio Gibson had a toe this week, but he is playing against the Giants. Najee Harris is playing. He had that was it abdomen or oblique, something in the core injury over the week. Inactive. Chase Young, which was expected. Rex Burkhead and Michael Carter Jr., which is good news for Zonovan Knight, who I think becomes a startable player. Less sure on Ty Johnson, but I think Zonovan Knight, for people that spent some waiver money on him, becomes an RB2 today. All right, let's get into some of these questions. Shout out everybody for joining, asking questions. Okay. From Raymond Prota, Isaiah Pacheco or Jeff Wilson Jr. ½-point PPR.
I would lean Wilson here, even though I don't love the matchup. I mean, revenge game, like you said, and I like his usage lately. You know, Mostert's been banged up a little bit. Wilson scored a touchdown every game he's played for the Dolphins. You know, I think Pacheco is definitely good. I like his speed and burst. He's getting more and more of a role, but I have more confidence in Wilson's role of the two.
Yep, almost exact same thoughts by me. From Noah Young, Miles Sanders or Rashad White against your Saints. I will be there tomorrow night.
I know. I hate to miss that. I shout Steven trying to talk me into it, but I ended up doing SEC Championship instead. Fournette's back this week, though, right? So I think I would lean Miles Sanders because of that. Sanders had a big game last week, too.
Yep. Agreed. This is a tough one from Michael. DeAndre Swift or Brian Robinson? Swift has been such a weird fantasy player this year. Had a big start to the year, then got nicked up, and then he's been getting a handful of carries the past couple of weeks. It's been very puzzling.
Well, Jamal Williams is like one of the NFL leaders in touchdowns. Who saw that coming? That weird match of Robinson against the Commanders Giants doesn't feel like a shootout coming.
I don't think so. But Robinson certainly, and with Gibson banged up, I think that paints Robinson in a better light as far as fantasy today. Mm-hmm. The over-under for Jacksonville-Detroit is very high. I want to say it's like 51.5.
It is.
I hate to say this because he gets so few carries, but he does get catches, and he has had a few touchdowns the past few weeks. So I will say DeAndre Swift, but it's a very hesitant Swift.
It's one of those where it's like the touch things were off, but the Swift upside's still really good in this match.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of this. Do we go PPR, Jeff Wilson Jr. or Jamal Williams? Speaking of the Lions backfield,
I think I'm going Jamal Williams. Yep. Because the high over under in this game. I mean, I think Detroit Jacksonville. I mean, you mentioned it. I have too. I just think I think this game is like the sneaky could get wild game. All the Detroit home games this year, except for that Green Bay game that was like 15-9, all the rest of them have been shootouts like the entire year. And so because of that, I'm going Jamal Williams.
This is a very interesting question from a longtime listener and viewer, Nate Edgar. Half point PPR, do I risk it with Mixon? So the deal with Mixon is he has had a concussion. He is still in concussion protocol. So they are not playing till 4:25. So his decision basically is, does he wait to get final word? Because I think Mixon, based on all these guys here, I'll read the rest of the question momentarily, is the clear head and shoulders above everyone. But there is the risk that he waits and then misses out on these other guys. So do I risk it with Mixon or take a chance with Kareem Hunt, Tyler Algier, or gamble with Jameson Williams? Desperately need a W to keep my playoff hopes alive. Just picked up Gallup too.
I think I risk it with Mixon and then go Gallup if Mixon doesn't play.
Yeah, because Gallup's in the night slot.
Yeah, that's my thought. I mean, I think Mixon will probably – it's a big game. You never know, but, I mean, it's a big game today.
Yeah, I think that has to be the play just because Mixon's so much better. I do really like Kareem Hunt today, though. He's playing the 32nd-ranked Rundy. I know Deshaun Watson is back today, but if we recall in the preseason, the chemistry was not there. I mean, he is a new player with a new team, and he is playing his old team today, which I always like, but – they are still the 32nd-ranked run D, and if you look at it objectively, they should run the ball on the Texans. Kareem Hunt's tough because Nick Chubb's going to get a lion's share of the carries, but Kareem Hunt's probably still going to get 10 carries. This is a tough one. So, yeah, Mixon, the upside with Mixon in a high-scoring game like that is so big. You got to hold out hope that he's going to play. I would be refreshing Twitter until 12:59, though. And if there is any word that he's going to be out, I would go Hunt over Gallup. But yeah, that's kind of the play there is wait on Mixon and then go Gallup unless he's ruled out before. And then you go with Hunt, I would say.
Yeah, I just think the Mixon's upside's too much. And I'm not like saying I'm a big Gallup fan. He hadn't really got it going yet this year. Yeah. But I think that's the way I'm rolling.
From Joe, half point PPR, pick an RB2, Scorderell, Samaje Perine, who again, we don't know about Joe Mixon today, and then Bam Knight, also known as Zonovan Knight for the Jets.
What a name, Bam Knight.
Yeah, they call him Bam, yes.
And I just want to say, I said this earlier, I feel like Atlanta is a lot better in their home games. You know, they've been pretty good at home this year.
Yep.
And I'm kind of playing a hunch that Patterson's going to have a good game today. I know he's been splitting some time lately, but. You know, I feel like he's going to have a good game, so I'm rolling with him.
Yeah.
These three.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair. From BRG, Christian Watson, who has been very hot for the Packers, Drake London or Treylon Burks, your guy, Mincy?
I'm going. We got to go Watson, man. He's just getting in the end zone. He's catching balls down the field, and the Bears' defense, since they've traded Robert Quinn and Roquan Smith, is just. I mean, Rodgers, we know Rodgers owns the Bears, all that, but Watson's just so odd. He's got, six touchdowns the last three games? Mm-hmm. The thing is he's the deep threat. They push the ball down the field to him. I'm rolling Watson here for sure. I mean, I do like both London and Burks, don't get me wrong, but I think Watson easily here at these three.
Okay. From XD, do we go Alvin Kamara against the Bucks or Najee Harris today against the Dirty Birds?
God, I think I'm still going Kamara, but I'm not like in love with it by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, the Saints Bucks games, you know, last year this game was 10-0 in Tampa. The first game this year is 20-10. I mean, except for that Halloween game last year, these games have been going under in the series a good bit
lately. Yeah. I think it's going to go very far under again. I wouldn't be surprised to see like a 13-6 game.
So does that mean would you go Najee here over Kamara?
I like Najee a little bit better.
Okay.
But the thing that we don't know is, you know, Najee's playing today, but how healthy is he? So that is a bit of an X factor, but I do like Najee a little bit better against.
Okay, that's what I go with that. I don't have a strong read, so I'll defer to Steven on that.
From Matt Lawrence, does he go with his cousin Trevor Lawrence or Justino?
I know Fields has the separated shoulder, but I think he's unbenchable right now.
Absolutely unbenchable. You have to play him. If he is on your roster, unless you have Patrick Mahomes, you have to play Justin Fields.
Yeah, I mean, he's just he's not good.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
The Deion thing's awesome. Dave already announced the college football show is going to be there for Nebraska, Colorado, September 9th. Going to be one of the most fascinating stories to follow. You know, him bringing all his talent from Jackson State, and you know, I think it's awesome. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Colorado's program's falling off a cliff too. They need the shot in the arm, and you know, that's good. The fan interest, the ticket sales, everything that goes with it. It's a great move.
Yep. Yeah, I love the hire. All right, getting back into this. Ooh, from Brandon Johnson. This is kind of champagne problems here. Full point PPR, Travis Etienne or Aaron Jones? Etienne coming off kind of a mysterious injury. They said he's good to go. Aaron Jones gets a leaky Bears D today. Who do you like?
Man, like you said, this is a first world problem, because it's like, I know the Etienne matchup in Detroit is just so, so juicy too. And they said on Friday he's a full go. I mean, he got pulled out. Was it a foot that he got pulled out of?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's had foot problems before, but God, how do you bench Aaron Jones to get Chicago though? This is this full PPR. I'm going to go Etienne, even though they both catch the ball, but Etienne really catches the ball.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going Etienne, but man, this one. Ooh, Aaron Jones, you know, has a great matchup too.
Yeah. From Sideline Sports, we like Samaje Perine, whose status could be elevated to an RB1 if Mixon is out, or Tony Pollard.
You got to go Pollard here, because Perine, we don't know. You know, I know the thing that's nice, though, is that both these teams play later. So, you know, if Mixon's out, I think you stick Perine in there just because he's the number one guy. But if not, you got to ride this Tony Pollard thing, man. He's on one. I know his usage has gone down a little bit since Zeke's been back, but man, he's just a playmaker. Man.
Yeah, I think that that's smart. So, like, wait to see what happens with the Mixon. If Mixon is out, Perine is the play. If Mixon is in, then Pollard is the play. Oh, geez, talking about champagne problems from T-Tam Rodef. Josh Jacobs for Christian McCaffrey.
Dear God, Jacob's currently leading the NFL in rushing, right?
Is he? That was my I took that plus 750 a couple weeks ago.
So. Yeah, no, he do. Remember he had the 85-yard run at the end of that Seattle game is why. Yep. God, you have an answer to this? Because it's like, how do you bench Jacobs off the couple hundred-yard game last week? And the Chargers don't have a great run D. But then how do you ever bench McCaffrey? I wish I know. Is this full point PPR? Because if it's full point PPR, you can literally never bench McCaffrey.
Yes, correct. So let's just clarify that. If it's full point PPR, McCaffrey is the play. If not, then if it's standard, Jacobs. If it's half point, I think I would lean McCaffrey.
Okay. Damn, that's how do you have that as a question?
Yeah, I mean, the answer is really you should start them both. If you have more than one roster.
Like, I don't know, like, who's your flex? Like, I mean, if you have a flex, can't you stick one of the top running backs in there, you know?
Yeah. Stephen Che and Minty pick 3 in a 12-man PPR last game of the season on the line. So we got a 12-man league PPR. We need to pick 3. Mike Evans has been struggling, and he gets
– Lattimore's supposed to be back too, I think.
Yeah, that's not good for him. But can you pinch him?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going Christian Watson's one of them for sure here.
Yeah. I think Garrett Wilson too. He saw a big boost with Mike White.
That's an indoor game too.
Yeah. Wait, who is Brando?
I didn't get that either.
Okay, maybe he ran out of characters.
Brandon Ayuk, maybe?
Brandon Ayuk? Ooh. Ayuk has been red hot.
Yeah, he's been good all year.
Wow, okay. If this is Brandon Ayuk, I would say Garrett Wilson, Christian Watson, Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
It's hard to say Bench Evans, but he does not do well typically against New Orleans. And I just don't foresee that being a very high-scoring game.
I respect the honesty. See, this is why you come to Dear Mr. Fantasy. You know, we throw – you know, we look like homers, but you actually get – we actually tell it like it is. Or we try to.
We do. From Dave Maggio, he's got two quarterbacks in the same game. Who does he go with, Justin Fields or Aaron Rodgers?
I think one I keep saying, I mean, I know he has a separated shoulder, but you just can't bench Fields, I don't think.
Yeah.
The rushing part, I mean, do you think this is going to affect his running?
I could see him running less, but that would just mean he passes more, which I don't think is as bad of a thing as people think it is.
So you go Fields here too?
What's that?
You go Fields?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been like top three, top five fantasy quarterback this year?
Yeah. Josh Jacobs is leading the league in rushing by a pretty healthy margin too. He's at 1159. Second place is Derrick Henry over. He's 111 yards behind him. So
yeah, I got him. Remember, at the beginning of our year shows, I have Henry plus 450, and you had just bet Jacobs plus 750. So we'll see how that ends up.
And you know who's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th in the league in rushing with 834 yards? It's Justin Fields. So,
wow.
Yeah, crazy. From Stoned Papa Smurf, Tyler Conklin or Evan Engram, full point PPR?
Well, you mentioned you like Conklin on the revenge game thing, you know, being in Minnesota. But Ingram's got a good matchup in Detroit.
He does.
So, like, how much are you buying into the Conklin playing the old team? I like Ingram's matchup's good on that turf.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you got to go Evan Engram because if he catches, you know, five balls, that's 5 points right there in a PPR.
The other thing with Engram, too, is he's like more of a wide receiver. I know he's always banged up and he's had drop problems, but he's more of a wide receiver playing tight end, you know, when you look at his body type and speed.
Yep.
So he's kind of like Conklin's not really a guy that could stretch the field quite as well.
Yeah. All right, our guy Nick Solis needs some help. George Pickens or Alan Lazard, full point PPR?
Lazard's got a good matchup, but I just don't trust him, man. I think I'm leaning – I mean, Pickett likes going to Pickens. Playing Atlanta. I think I'm going with Pickens.
Yeah, I like that because Pickens going back to Georgia – That can be a little bit of sneaky play. So yeah, I like that. A lot of repeats. Oh, here we go. From ALD Collects. Debo, who is playing despite a deep thigh bruise, apparently made some good strides in the past couple days going against Miami or Cordarrelle Patterson against the Steelers.
I mean, I mentioned before I like Cordarrelle today, but Debo's one of those guys that just hate putting on the bench because he's got such big.
Could have a monster game. I think his fantasy value has been so negatively affected by Christian McCaffrey's.
That's true.
I don't think he's a must start anymore.
Okay. Well, it's interesting when you look at the Niners thing, all of a sudden they've got a lot of cooks in the kitchen with McCaffrey and Kittle and, you know, Ayuk and Debo and Jennings, and you know, it's not like Jimmy G throwing for 400 yards a game here, you know. So you go Cordarrelle?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
This is one that should be a layup, but is tough. And is the Jets game at
it's early.
It's 1 o'clock, right? Okay. So I'm going Zonovan Bam Knight over Joe Mixon just because we don't know what's going to happen with Mixon. I think if he's playing, he's a clear-cut RB1, but we don't know. He's still in concussion protocol. I feel like he's trending towards not playing. I think Knight is a solid RB2 today. He had over 100 total yards last week. I like him against Minnesota today, so give me Bam Knight.
I like it. I mean, what a great name too, man.
Yeah.
I could see Jets Vikings being a little high scoring too, actually.
Yeah, this is an interesting question. I need a waiver wire TE. Any good options? I'll say it now. If he is available, and I feel like he's available in probably about 40% of leagues, Taysom Hill, I think, is a good option at tight end. As long as Andy Dalton is quarterback, they're going to play Taysom Hill. Some quarterback snaps, some tight end snaps. He's in fantasy as a tight end. Juwan Johnson's out this week. I think it could be more reps for Taysom Hill, even though the Bucs seem to play him fairly decent.
All right. I think that's – I don't disagree.
Sorry, let me
finish. Thanks to all our listeners for following this every week too. Steven and I have a really, really good time getting to do this every Sunday.
Yeah, from Buck Owski. Do I take a shot at Judy over Chase Claypool?
I would not.
This is tough because Chase Claypool has not been.
No, he hadn't done anything, but I feel like he's gonna. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm playing a hunch, but I feel like he's gonna do something.
That's a tough one. I think I'm gonna go Jerry Jeudy here, just because I know he's gonna be on the field.
That's a low bar.
That's a low bar. We're talking 2 weeks left in the fantasy regular season. I know he's going to be on the field.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
God, it's just watching Russ is just it's tough.
Oh yeah, it's awful. Good reminder, Brandon Johnson. Please like the stream. Interesting one from Dylan Damiani. Zay Jones or Tyler Lockett going against the Rams today.
Zay Jones is trying to go. You mentioned him on the injury report earlier.
Yeah, he's playing.
He's been catching, man. He gets a lot of targets from Lawrence, man. He's kind of a targets machine.
And Lawrence has been really good the past couple weeks.
Do you think Geno's falling off a little bit?
I think that Kenneth Walker's falling off a little bit.
He's falling off a lot. It just seems like Seattle, I mean, they scored a lot of points last week, but even though they lost, I don't know. I'm a little worried they're fading a little bit.
Yeah.
God, wait. I mean, it's so hard. You always love Lockett, though.
I love Lockett, yeah.
It's just so hard to bench.
Yeah, I love Lockett. Just because he could legitimately finish any week as fantasy's number one wide receiver.
Yeah, he can't.
It's not going to happen often, but he has that ability. He's a guy who could go for 150 and two touchdowns.
Yeah, Jones's target share has been crazy, though. I mean, it seems like he gets a lot of balls.
Yeah. We got a super chat from Michael Schroeder. Debo, Brandon Ayuk, or Christian Watson? I want to go ahead and just eliminate Debo at first.
Yeah. I'm rolling. Like I said, when you're hot, you're hot, and Watson's freaking hot.
Yeah.
I mean, and then Rodgers always crushes the Bears, and the Bears' defense stinks. I mean, I know Watson's kind of a big play relying on that, but he's got six touchdowns the last 3 weeks. How can you bench that?
Yeah. From Steve Azzo, pick two, CeeDee Lamb, T. Higgins, George Pickens. I assume it's Jeff Wilson Jr.
Oh, I'm kind of thinking it's Garrett Wilson because it's a wide receiver question. Okay. It's a wide receiver question.
Yep. Half point PPR. I think CeeDee Lamb is a must start.
Yeah, CeeDee's, that's what I was thinking too. Jamar Chase coming back could negatively impact Higgins a little bit. But dang, Higgins still, but he's been doing good lately.
Yeah, but it's a shootout game.
Yeah, and he's been super hot lately too. Yeah, I think I'm going CeeDee and Higgins here.
Yeah, same.
Higgins had like a tough, you know, he had a concussion and multiple injuries early, but it seems like he's really rounded into form the last few weeks.
Yeah. From our guy Motive, Ryan Tannehill and Treylon Burks combo, the stack, or Mike White and Scorderell. It's PPR. He needs upside, so he's probably not favored in this game. Tannehill and Burks combo is not one I'd be comfortable rolling out with.
No, not in Philly. I think you got they're this is a game where, you know, you saw what the Commanders did to him. I mean, this is a pound Derrick Henry short in the game.
Yeah,
you're just asking for that in this game, I think.
Yeah, I like Mike White and Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah, I like Cordarrelle this week.
Yep. From Noah Jensen, half point PPR, pick two. Need at least one running back. Zeke, Damian Pierce, Chris Godwin, Terry McLaurin.
I know Pierce has fallen off lately because their team can't score, but Cleveland's run defense is bad.
Yeah.
You think he's hitting the rookie wall a little bit? Because he was playing so well, but man, I know Houston hadn't been able to
score. I think this is a big game for Houston, so I think that they're going to really empty the clip, so to speak. So I like Damian Pierce today. For receivers, it's tough. I think McLaurin has a good game today, but Godwin going against
Godwin had a big game last week.
Godwin had a big game last week. He's playing the Saints, who he got hurt against last year. I'm sure he's going to have something extra for him. So I'm going to go with Chris Godwin and Damian Pierce.
Okay.
Here we go. Your boy, Chris Olave or Amari Cooper, half point PPR.
I mean, I hate to say, I just don't think you can bench Coop. I mean, it's weird because we don't know what Watson and Cooper's chemistry is going to be, but Amari Cooper's had a good year this year. He's actually been able to stay healthy, which is usually a problem because I always kind of criticize him because I always feel like he's a track athlete playing football.
Mm-hmm.
Watson going back, indoor guy, I think I'm rolling Cooper here.
Yeah, I like them.
I mean, I love Olave as a player, but the Saints offense is just not explosive in the least.
Yeah. So we've got to get it out of here at 12:05. So we'll take three or four more.
Okay.
All right. From Nick Lamb, pick one, Juju Smith-Schuster, Cortland Sutton, or Gus Edwards, full point PPR, which is going to hurt Edwards in this scenario.
I know Sutton's going to go. I know he was banged up. Juju's playing.
I think you got to go Juju just because that matchup is crazy. And then the other one is so low scoring. I know he doesn't catch balls, but I think Gus Edwards is the play.
He got a lot of carries last week.
16, yeah. So I'll roll with that. From Grills and Sushi, Deontay Johnson or Darius Slayton, half point PPR?
I know Deontay Johnson, man, he's had a lot of drops. I mean, it's like a headache. Dropped a
touchdown, cost Jerry a couple thousand this past week. Yeah.
But I still think I go with him over Slayton. I mean, Slayton's been getting a lot of targets, but Johnson's got way more upside, I think.
Slayton's been really hot.
Yeah. Do you do it? Okay. Look, you know what? I hate to like say one thing, but Slayton's been getting so many targets lately.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Darius Slayton in that.
Okay. You go Slayton. That's fine. Slayton's our answer, by the way. Final answer for our stat tracker.
From our guy, Shark Talk. Cordarrelle Patterson, Samaje Perine, Brian Robinson, or Latavius Murray need two. I think we're going to go Patterson, and it's tough because Brian Robinson plays earlier and so does Latavius Murray, but I'm going to go with Patterson and Perine.
That's what I think too.
Yeah.
I just don't – it's how could Lat Murray just – you to talk about the old Jag just a guy.
Yeah. For a guy, Michael Schroeder again, heard you. Pollard, Jamal Williams touchdowns or Ayuk?
I think I'm going Jamal TDs Williams.
Yeah.
Playing Jacksonville. I think he have a big game.
Yep.
I mean, all three are good options, though.
Yep. Let's take one more. From A. Barrett, Cole Kmet or Gerald Everett for tight end? Another tight end question. We love these. This is the nitty gritty stuff. Cole Kmet has been hot with Fields.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Everett's coming up, been banged up too.
Yeah, Everett's been kind of disappointing this year. I'm going to go Cole Kmet.
I'm fine with that.
Let's see
the way they run that offense, it sets up well with all the rollouts and stuff they do to throw to the tight end.
Let's do one more for the people. From Ryan, who's getting two tutties this week? Mincy, pick one guy.
Two TDs this week.
I got one. You got one. You go first.
You go first. If I'm thinking about it, if you already got one.
AJ Brown.
You're going to AJ against this old team. I'm going with the super obvious. I mean, it's almost too bad to make a call, but like, I think Jamar Chase, big time players make big plays in big games. And I remember the 266 three TD game against the Chiefs last year. Yep. No, in the fantasy title game. I think Chase comes back and makes plays.
All right, I like that. Okay, this has been fun. Good luck to everyone in their fantasy matchups. Regular season winding down. Wins and losses, extremely important this time of the season. Appreciate you guys for watching. For Barcel Mincy, Stephen Che, hopefully we'll see you in the winner's circle.
Thanks, bud.